Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Now, I don't know about you, but there's some days where things just never go right. In fact, yesterday I had one of those days here at Damascus at Kathy U Summer Camp. The season for water is just about over. And yesterday, some of our brave and adventurous staff had the opportunity to help me remove the water inflatables from the water. However, when a hole gets into an inflatable, instead of filling with air, it tends to fill with water. And today we still have on our hands the issue of an inflatable filled with water in the water. Now, things like this can get very frustrating unless we understand what's being told to us today from the book of Ecclesiastes. Today we have a reading from the beginning of the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. What profit has man from all the labor which he toils at under the sun? One generation passes and another comes, but the world forever stays. The sun rises and the sun goes down. Then it presses on to the place where it rises. Blowing now toward the south, then toward the north, the wind turns again and again, resuming its rounds. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where they go, the rivers keep on going. All speech is labored. There is nothing one can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear satisfied with hearing. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, see, this is new, has already existed in the ages that preceded us. There is no remembrance of the men of old, nor of those to come will there be any remembrance among those who come after them. The book of Ecclesiastes sometimes has things that can sound like a bit of a bummer, but I hope that today we can break this down a little bit so we understand it more and we come to see how the goodness of the Lord is always with us. So, the beginning of this book of Ecclesiastes starts with a phrase that might be familiar to us. Vanity of vanities. Now, in the modern translation we have, we might read this as the word it says, which is vanity. But in the Hebrew, the word that we have here is the word hevel. Hevel of hevel, all things are hevel, okay? And now that sounds kind of funny, but what it's saying, what that word actually means is like breath or the vapor that comes out of your mouth on a cold day. It exists for a moment, then is gone almost instantly. That is what the writer, Koheleth, is saying that all things are. He's saying that all things in this life are passing. That all things are fading. And now this can mean both good and bad for us. Maybe we're having a bad day. And this means that that day too will pass. Or maybe you're in something wonderful. And that might mean that this joy that you're experiencing at some point might turn to sorrow. We hear in this book how the rivers keep flowing into the sea, but the sea is never filled. That the eye sees everything, but is not satisfied. That the ear hears everything, but is not satisfied. How much too does that sound like us? It sounds like us with the exception of the fact that Jesus Christ satisfies us. That with Jesus, all things have meaning. All things have purpose. The book will go on to talk about how God will be the one who fulfills. I hope too today that we understand this maybe anew, that toil of a waterlogged water obstacle or the toil of our lives are passing. But there's one thing that's not passing. The love, the hope, the peace that we find in God. So today, whether good or bad, what toil comes or what joys may come, just remember in all things, we can have hope and peace and confidence in Jesus. This has been a scripture reflection on the book of Ecclesiastes. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.